ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। बलियान् एषा ते प्रश्नः कृतो लोकहितं श्रोतव्यादिषु वर्याणि सति प्रश्नाः लोकहितं निपा आत्मविसम्मतो पुंसां श्रोतव्यादिषु जह्वरः वर्याणि सति प्रश्नाः कृतो लोकहितं निपा आत्मविसम्मतो
पुंसां
श्रोतव्यादिषु जह्वरः श्रोतव्यादीनि राजेन्द्र नाम सन्ति
सहस्रता
आपत्कामात्मदत्तम्
गृहेषु
गृहमेना श्रोतव्यादीनि राजेन्द्र नाम सन्ति
सहस्रता
आपत्कामात्मदत्तम् गृहेषु गृहमेना श्रोतव्यादीनि राजेन्द्र नाम सन्ति
सहस्रता
आपत्कामात्मदत्तम्
गृहेषु
गृहमेना निद्रयाते नष्टम् स्वबालेन भावय
भावय
दिवा चासि हया राजन्
राजन्
कुटुम्ब
धरणेन
वा निद्रयाहिते रक्तम् भवानी न वा मया जीवा चासि हया राजन् कुटुम्ब धरणेन वा निद्रयाद्यतीर्णम् भवानी न च वावय जीवासाति हयाराजन् कुटुम्ब भरणेन वा देहापत्रपलत्रादिषु आत्मसन्निषु अथस्तु अपि एकां त्वमस्त निधनम् तत्सन्नपि न पश्यति देहापत्रफलत्रादिषु आत्मसन्निषु अथस्तु अपि येषाम् प्रमत्तनिधनम् पश्यन्नपि नमस्यति देहावत्तकलत्रादिषु आपसन्नेषु असत्सु अपि येषाम् प्रमत्तम् निधनम् पश्यन्नपि न पश्यति तस्मात् भारत सर्वात्मा भगवान् ईश्वरो हरि श्रोतव्यस्य सर्वस्मत्तव्यस्य మొత్తమస్య ఈ కృతాహయం బిర్యానీ సతి ప్రశ్న కృతోపం నిఫా ఆసమి సమ్మతోపుంహాన్ శ్రోతు వ్యాధి సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి శ్రీ సూకు వా సుఖదేవ గోస్వామి ఎక్సెప్టెడ్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ టీమ్ పరీక్ష he replied to his inquiry what is the duty of a person who is going to die. Parikshit Maharaj was going to die within 7 days. He was touched by a Brahmana boar to die within 7 days. The reason is that the king was in the forest engaged in hunting, and when he became tired, he went to the cottage of a sage and asked him for water. But the sage was absorbed in meditation, could not hear him. So Parikshit Maharaj, being thirsty and became hungry, and there was a dead snake. So he, out of negligence, he took the dead snake and wrapped over the neck of the meditating sage. This news was spread, and his son, 12 years old only, he heard that his father was insulted. So immediately he cast that less for a snake would bite him within 7 years. So this news was brought, although the father, after his meditation was over, he was very sorry. Such a great king has been cursed. So he is very, very sorry, but what can be done? The Brahman was cursed must be effective. That because in those days, Brahmanas, even by caste, was very, very strong in spiritual strength. So when Parikshit Maharaj was informed that he was to die within 7 days, he accepted the curse. Yes, I was wrong to insult the sage. Otherwise he could counteract. He was also very powerful. But he did not. This is the history. So immediately he left his kingdom, family, children, and went to the bank of the Ganges and sat down there, being prepared for the coming imminent death within 7 days. So, because he was emperor of the world, so he was going to die, this news was spread, and all big, big men, great saintly persons and demigods, they also came to see him, and he was asking everyone, what is my duty? So at that time, Sukadeva Goswami also arrived there. Sukadeva Goswami was young boy, but Paramahansa. So he was received in the big assembly as a great personality of knowledge. Even his father, Vyasadeva, was present. So everyone stood up. His father also stood up to receive him. He had such a great personality. And then he was giving nice food as is the custom to give advice to Maharaj Parikshit what was my duty. But Parikshit Maharaj was, from the beginning of his life, was a devotee himself, a devotee of Lord Krishna. And he inquired whether I shall devote or I shall absorb my mind with Krishna consciousness. And because he was a devotee of Krishna, many people gathered, they gave different advices. Maharaj, you do this at the time of death. Do you do that, do this? So there are many big, big persons. He was perplexed. But he was a devotee of Krishna from the very beginning of his life. And thus he inquired whether it is better to absorb the mind in Krishna consciousness. This was his question. So, in answer to this question, Sukadeva Goswami replied, Bariyane Sate Krishna. My dear King, Bariyane Sate Krishna, Pito Loko Hitam Nipa. Nipa, the King, addressed. My dear King, your inquiry is very glorified. Bariyane Sate Krishna, Pito Loko Hitam. Because, on account of this question, whatever I shall reply, and he knew, the reply with this was Bhagavata. Question was about Krishna, and the reply is Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses. And each and every verse is so important that if a serious student studies each and every verse, each verse will take at least 1 month to understand. And there are 18,000 verses. So for serious study of Srimad Bhagavatam, it will take 18,000 months. So 18,000 months, and how many years? 1,500 years. This is such an important book, Srimad Bhagavatam. Each verse is a new verse, not repetition of the same subject. And it is deeply thoughtful. And every verse is as it is stated here, Atavit Sammataha, approved by the person who has self-realized. Atavit. Atavit Atma means self. And Vit means one who knows. Well aware of self-realization. Therefore, Atavit. Generally, people are on Atma Vit. Bodily causes, mass of people, or class of people. Hardly will find a person at the present moment, half of it. Then we are right. Everyone is, I am this boy. I am Indian, I am American, I am Canadian, I am Australian. I am white, I am black, I am Brahman, I am Sudra, this way. I am this body. Atmavi means I am the self, I am the soul. Aham Brahman, this is the basic word. If one understands that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, he is called Atmavi, or he is divided. He is not body on such platform. There are three platforms of identification. Is that those who are grossly in ignorance, exactly like anything, it's like a dog. A dog thinks that he is the body. He cannot think that he is not the body, he is the soul. That is not possible. Because he is born in such a body, he is entrapped in such a body, animal body. They cannot think that the animal, the cat and dog, is different from the body. But at the present moment, so many big scholars and professors and educationists, they are also the same category. As the dog is thinking, I am this body. He is also thinking, I am this body. And on this bodily concept, there are so many nations. The big nation, they are on the bodily concept of life, not Atmavi. Atmavi is defined that I am not this body, I am soul, Aham Brahmas. So, Krishna Prasna, inquiry about the Krishna, and to understand Krishna means on the spiritual platform. Atmavi. That is not material body, material platform. Material platform means I am this body. You are this body. So Krishna is also like us. Krishna has a material body and he is like me. Abhijananti manam mudha. Krishna should not be considered as ordinary being. We are worshipping Krishna in this temple, not an ordinary human being. But Krishna is so kind. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anora nihana mahato mahina. He is greater than the greatest. And still he can become smaller than the smallest. That is his greatness. He can become, he can show or grow the Virata Rupa, the universal form. At the same time, he can talk with Arjuna as an ordinary friend. This is Krishna. You have read Bhagavad Gita. He was talking on the chariot as his friend. At when there was need, Arjuna wanted to see the universal form, and Krishna showed him that universal form, gigantic form, everything included. So, that Krishna is Atma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, and Brahma. Parmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sambhuti. So Krishna Prasna means all including. Everything. Past, present, future, moving, not moving. And big and small. This is Krishna understanding. Krishna understanding means past, present, future, small, large, moving, none. This is Krishna. But everything is in either of these categories. Everything must be either in the past, or at present, or in future. So this is past, present, and future. And there are moving, and just like we are animals, or men, or birds and beasts, and insects, or aquatics, we are moving, and there are not moving. Just as the hills, stones, the trees, plants, the grass, they do not move. But we are moving. The moving and moving. And we exist, past, present, future. And there is biggest, bigger than the biggest, the whole universe. Although you have not yet seen, you cannot go. Neither are there so many machines have been discovered. But go and see this. They cannot go into the moon planet or to speak of others. Therefore, it is very big for us when we speak of the universe. We cannot think of. They seem to be calculated, scientists, by light year and this year, that year, the speed. But we cannot approach, even in this material world. And what to speak of Krishna? Krishna is in the spiritual world. We cannot calculate the length and breadth of this material world. Our knowledge is so imperfect and meager. And what we can understand of the spiritual world. The material world is manifestation of Krishna's one-fourth energy. And the three-fourth energy is manifested in the spiritual world. This is understanding of Krishna. Therefore, when one inquires about Krishna, he is very glorified. Therefore, he says, Brihane Sati Krishna. Brihane Sati Krishna, Krito Lokahi. Because answer to this question, it includes everything. And people will profit locally, come. The 70% duty is to do welfare to the people in general. That is 70%. About the Goswami, Sarva Goswami, it is stated that Nana Shastra Vichara Nekadu. No. The sixth Goswami, they were very, very learned scholars. Nana Shastra, various different scriptures. Vichara Nekadu Nipuno. Very expert in studying all the scriptures, scrutinizing. Nipuno, expert. This is the this calculation of the Goswami. So, why is there concern about studying so many scriptures? Now, sadharma prasar. Nana sastra vichara naitam gunam sadharma samasthapako. Sadharma. Dharma means, the exact meaning of dharma is occupational duty. People have, in English they translate dharma as faith. Faith can be seen. I like this faith today, tomorrow I will get another faith. Practically the translation of dharma is not faith. It is occupational duty. So what should be our occupational duty? Sadharma. Sadharma means, sat means itana. Your occupational duty. Now I am working as American, or others working as Indian, or German, or Indian, or this family man. Everyone has got some occupational duty. But this occupational duty, suppose I am working as American, or European, or Australia. This is temporary. Because this body is temporary. And I am embodying the concept of life. Therefore, my duty, so-called duty, is also temporary. As soon as the body is finished, I begin another chapter. Suppose this life, I am human being. Next life, I will not be human being. This statement was not liked by the newspaper man. He was told the next life you can become animal. So he has published in mind the Swami can become animal. Also, the Swami can become also animal. The so called Swami, they will become animal. So that is not wrong. But we devotees, we are not afraid of becoming animal. Our only ambition is that we become Krishna conscious. So the animal, the cow is an tusk. For Krishna conscious, you have seen the picture of Krishna? Yes. So better that we shall become animal of Krishna. So there is nothing wrong. Even to become an animal of Krishna, that is also very worthy. That is not ordinary thing. Krishna is embracing. Krishna is his picture, Krishna is embracing. Surabhi Ravi Pavayantam Chintamani Katara Sarmatu Kalpa Vrikkalapta Vrishu Surabhi Ravi Pavayantam. Krishna, he always tends the cow. His name is Cowherd. To become animal of Krishna is a great, great fortune. It is not a ordinary thing. Any associate of Krishna, either his cowherd boyfriends or cow, all the Vrindavan trees, plants, flowers or water, they are all devotees of Krishna. They like Sat Krishna in different capacities. Somebody is serving Krishna as animal, somebody is serving Krishna as fruits and flowers, as tree, as Jamuna water, or the beautiful cowherds, men, damsels, or Krishna's father, mother, so many is Krishna. Krishna is not in person. So he has got so many lovers. Krishna also loves them. Krishna's another name is Pasupala. Pasupala Pankaj. He is the tender of the animal. Surabhi Ravipalayantam. He takes pleasure in tending the cow. Surabhi. This is Surabhi cow, not this ordinary cow. Surabhi cow. Surabhi cow means he can milk the cow as many times as he likes and as much meat as he likes. That is Surabhi. So, therefore, Śrīla Gosvāmī says, it is glorified question. You have inquired about Krishna. So, about Krishna, there it is called Krishna Katha. Topics about Krishna. The topic or the instruction given by Krishna is the Bhagavad Gita and is topics about the activities of Krishna is Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam. So somehow or other, let us always discuss about Krishna. That should be the life of Krishna consciousness. So, this is life of Krishna, worshipping Krishna in the temple. To sell Krishna's book, Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, Bhagavad Gita, to think of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, to eat Krishna prasadam, to take all this for Krishna, to do what for Krishna, and also to fight for Krishna. He did not like to fight But for Krishna said to Paul, to fight for Krishna, work for Krishna, think of Krishna, eat the Krishna prasadam, talk of Krishna, read for Krishna. So Krishna, 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 Krishna. This is life. This is Krishna consciousness. So this is very glorified. Here we say, the Bhriyane Kati Krishna. Kito Loko Hitamandipa. So, Akhode Samato Punishan, Sotum Bhadisu Jap Para. Para means the supreme, perfect. You are hearing Vishnu Bhagavatam about Krishna. You see, there are many subject matters appearing. That's in newspaper. You hear so many news. But if you hear something about Krishna, that is only perfect. That news has been published this morning, many people. Krishna, the leader of the Krishna movement, this Krishna, Hare Krishna movement, there is some vibration of the word Krishna. That makes the atmosphere purified, such so many thousands and millions of people who hear Krishna. Willingly or unwilling, they hear Krishna. That is their problem. Bhriyane Sakti Krishna. Loka Hidam. Immediately the one thought of the word Krishna, they become the Buddha. Never mind what is new, that we don't care for that. But because they attack the word Krishna, that is our profit. That is our profit for Krishna consciousness. Thank you.
Pertaining to the lecture, the ex-Obikata?
What is the exact benefit of a person just takes a Srimad Bhagavatam on the street and do some donation to help out printing costs or whatever?
That is already explained. They see the picture of Krishna. In the properties, they will ask, what is this picture? And you will say, Krishna. But is it Krishna? Then, from the beginning of the Sarkava, the benefit begins. Because the uttering the word Krishna is the then if he reads, of course, if he pays for the book, he will read. So you give a chance to the person to know about Krishna. The light becomes sublime.
Earlier you were speaking that Krishna means everything past, present and future. And moving
about. Everything. Whatever you can think of. Krishna includes everything. Without Krishna there is nothing. Because take anything. Take this table. This is a stone. But the stone is also Krishna. We have read in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi Rapana Lokvali, Kamvana Buddhiri. Vinnami Prakriti Astadha. Krishna said that these five gross material elements, earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence and ego, they are my separated elements. It's like I am speaking. Now this speaking recorded, when it will be replayed, the same sound will come. So that is my energy, but separate. I am not there, but still, the vibration is exactly what I am speaking. Because these words are emanated from me. Similarly, Krishna says that this earth is emanation of my energy. So therefore this earth, the stone is also earth, another form of earth. That is the manifestation of Krishna's energy. There will be Krishna. energy, and the energy is not different. Just like the sun is situated 93 million of miles away from you. But the sun shines as soon as it reaches your body. You understand what is sun? Heat and light. That is Krishna consciousness. When one is learned about Krishna, whatever he sees, when he sees the storm, he also sees Krishna. Immediately remember, the stone is manifestation of the energy of Krishna. That is Krishna. Nothing is different from Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. When one understands that everything is manifestation of Krishna, Krishna's energy, they just say, just like the fire is situated somewhere, but the fire exhibits or demonstrates its energy, the light and heat. All the fire is far away, just like the sun is far, far away. But still, by sun's light and heat, he spread all around the universe. Similarly, Krishna, by his two energies, material energy and spiritual energy, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Humi rāpa nalo vāyu kāngvano guddhiri vinnāne prakriti asadhā aparāyam hitastu lidhini prakriti tara jīva bhūta mahāvāho jayidam bhājati yana. So there are two energies, exactly like each and that. One is spiritual energy and the other is material. The material energy is inferior energy and spiritual energy is superior. What is the spiritual energy? Jiva Bhuta, the living entity. The living entity is superior because it is controlling the inferior energy matter. This is very scientific. This is not sentiment. Everything in Krishna consciousness is scientific. Simply one requires the brain to understand. Then, when you understand, you will see Krishna in everything. That is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sthavar jangam dakhe nadate tar bhuti. When a devotee, advanced devotee, sees something, he does not see the formation of that thing. He sees the energy. A highly advanced devotee, he will not see the storm. He immediately will think of Krishna. Krishna is so powerful that his energy is exhibited in storm. Therefore, he does not see storm. He sees only Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness, perfection. Tavar yangam dake nadake tar murti, sarvatra sure tar ishtadeva murti. Everywhere it is Krishna. Nothing but Krishna. That is Krishna.
Prabhupada, you spoke of inferior energy and superior energy. Those are two general categories. Are there other categories of energy besides that? And specifically, how could we understand Srimati Radharani? Is she...
She's spiritual energy.
But is she Jiva Bhuta or...
No. She's Krishna. If everything is Krishna, Radharani is not Krishna. She's Krishna. She is Krishna's pleasure protector.
She's not Jiva.
No. He is Krishna. Krishna divided himself into his energy and himself. That energy, original, spiritual energy, is Radharani. That is stated by Jiva Bhuta. Yes. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrtiti Alhadini Saktivas. Now, when Krishna wants pleasure, he cannot accept the inferior energy. The same superior energy, Krishna, is divided into two, that is Radha and Krishna. And again, when the inline, that is taken, divided the Radha and Krishna, and united Satan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nohe Onno. Onno means that. The Sri Krishna Chaitanya is combination of Radha and Krishna. And when they are divided into two, there is Radha. This is the purpose. Radha Krishna Pranaya Bhujiti Allah Dini Sakti Vasma Ekatmanamati Devu Edugato To Sri Chaitanya Kutrakatamo Duna Tadvayam Chetkamaptam. These are the purpose. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna Kapodesh. But he is playing the part of Radha Rani to understand this. This is taken.
One more question. So, Prabhupada, if Krishna is everywhere, why is this the importance of very simple life and people at the same?
But have you got the eyes to see Krishna everywhere?
No, I'm sure.
Then you must attend the important. When you have got the eyes to see Krishna everywhere, you may not require temple. So that's why you try to imitate them. You have no eyes to see that. That's it.
You mentioned
yeah.
You mentioned three states of identification. One with life and animal. What were the other two?
Is it?
One was to identify with the body, the self, like the animal. And then you mentioned,
Body conception, mental conception, and spiritual conception. When one is ignorant, he is like animal. When his father is gone, he is a philosopher. And when his father is gone, he is a devotee. These are the three different stages. Like animal, like philosopher, and like devotee. So anything like devotee, there is perfect. And when you think that I am American and I am Indian, there is enemy. So this is according to the advancement of one's life, there are three stages. Animal conception, mental conception and spiritual conception. The spiritual conception is perfect, all perfect. Chantari.
You must take it from